All right, time for Kids Corner. Let's have all the kids come on down. And Jonathan Carter is going to lead us this morning with our
message. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
All right. How are you all this morning? Good? Doing well? Good. Well, it's good to see all your bright and shiny faces this morning. But what I'm going to talk to you all tonight, or today, is about forgiveness. Now, how many of you all are sports fans? A few of you? Well, what are some of your favorite sports? Yeah?
Football.
All right. I know Warsaw is a big football town, and I hate to say this with Randy Morrow probably being within earshot, but actually, the most popular sport played in the most countries around the world is soccer. Could you believe that? I didn't believe that when I read it either, that soccer is the most popular sport around the world. So are you all familiar with soccer and how to play? You guys know the rules? Well, I'm going to ask you, what happens when you see one of these out on the soccer field? A yellow card, right? Do you know what happens? Well, the ref gives you a warning. It means you've done something against the rules, and he shows you a yellow card, and you get a warning. And then I'm sure nobody here has seen one of these. But it's a red card, which means after your one warning from the yellow card, you get a red card, and you're out of the game. Soccer's not very forgiving, is it? You get one warning, and then you're kicked out. At least in basketball, you get 5 fouls. Jeez. In football, all they do is throw flags, and you just move back. You don't even get kicked out of the game. But one day, Peter asked Jesus, "How many times should I forgive someone who sinned against me? Is 7 a good number?" And Jesus replied that you should forgive somebody 70 times 7. Now, where are my math whizzes? Can someone tell me what 70 times 7 is? 490. That's a whole bunch of forgiving, don't you think? And I think if I had to count 490 times for every person I had to forgive, I would lose count. You think? That's a whole lot. But I think the point that Jesus was trying to make is that you shouldn't keep track. You shouldn't keep count on how many times you forgive someone. You should just do it. You agree with me? All right. Well, that's a good message today. So just forgive. And Jesus says that quote in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, is where that scripture is actually located. All right, so throughout the week, I want you guys to practice on just forgiving someone just because and not really keeping track. I know that if my wife had to keep track on how many times she forgave me, I'd be in a world of hurt. You think so? But let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you, we're thankful for you, and for that you love us and forgive us without even keeping count. Help us to love and forgive others as you love and forgive us each and every day. Amen. We have cups.
The children will collect change for missions during the time of our song of praise, "He Knows My Name."